Well, before the Human Rights Commission, President Gillian Triggs disgraced herself last week by not telling the truth again. She did make one sensible comment to the Senate's Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee. She said she'd be willing to work on a bill making it easier for her to terminate quote-unquote frivolous complaints made under Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. That's the section which makes it an offence to insult or offend or humiliate a person or a group based on their ethnicity. I'm not too sure, though, that Gillian Triggs's suggestion would solve anything. I'm not too sure we'd trust her judgment in determining what was quote-unquote frivolous. But the point is, even Triggs seems to recognise Section 18C goes too far. At the weekend, the Channel 7 boss Kerry Stokes joined the chorus of criticism, condemning the Human Rights Commission's current investigation into a Bill Leak cartoon, which I'll look at later in the week, published in The Australian on August 4. The cartoon depicted a man, as you may remember, handing over a delinquent boy to his Aboriginal father. And the first man says to the father, who's holding a can of beer, "You'll have to sit down and talk to your son about personal responsibility." And the father says, "Yeah, righto. Now, what's his name?" Well, Aboriginal leaders like Noel Pearson and Warren Mundine deny the cartoon insults or offends anybody. Kerry Stokes said the probe into Bill Leak and the Australian newspaper was, Kerry's words, the most substantial threat to press freedom in Australia in 50 years. Well, of course, Section 18C, we all know, should be amended or repealed today. That is, of course, if government had the guts.